Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, we get an update here from Fort Riley. We're going to be talking about the upcoming holiday concerts, and we'll also be getting an update from the Manhattan Housing Authority a little bit later on. Executive Director Aaron Estabrook and others will join us here around 9:30 this morning. We start things off, though, as we welcome back into the studio here Sergeant First Class Jennifer Champagne of the Fort Riley 1st Infantry Division Band. Good to have you in studio once again.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
This has been kind of a holiday tradition here on KMAN of bringing folks in from the 1st Infantry Division Band and talked about the holiday concerts.
So our holiday concert this year, we're so grateful the Opera House in Junction City is hosting us once again for their annual tradition. So the 1st Infantry Division Band has the opportunity to put on a holiday concert to really give back to the community for all the support they've given us throughout the years.
All right. And so that when is that going to be taking place?
Our first concert is tonight, actually, at 7 p.m. And then we have another one on Saturday at 7 p.m. And then Sunday it'll be a matinee at 2 p.m.
Okay. So three opportunities here to see the 1st Infantry Division Band. And you said Junction City?
That's in Junction City at the Opera House.
Okay. And what are some of the pieces we may hear?
Well, our theme for this year is we're sharing the holiday memories. So we're playing a lot of our favorites, and we're hoping that it'll be a lot of the favorites of the audience as well. We're actually going to be featuring our small ensembles for the most part. So they all have the opportunity to share their personal stories and play their favorite songs. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, very good. Of course, a lot of folks look forward to seeing the 1st Infantry Division Band. I had a chance to see them at the holiday parade here in Manhattan last week. And I know that you guys usually are requested all over the place.
We are. We stay really busy, but we love it. It's our job. We all chose to be musicians, so we get the chance to represent the Army as musicians, and we're pretty much around everywhere.
Tell us a little bit more about your role in the band and some of the others that have maybe been longstanding members.
Well, I am primarily the vocalist for the band. I have been in the 1st Infantry Division Band for roughly 6 years with some time in between. I'm currently the first sergeant for the band, so I get to help everybody to, you know, work on their career and to progress and, you know, be better musicians. It's a lot of fun. Some of the other folks we've got, my husband is actually in the band. He's one of our drummers, and so we've been really fortunate to get to be stationed together, be here, you know, enjoying music. We've actually deployed together. So we have a lot of people with a lot of talent. We have all the different instruments. So if you're interested, I know we always have family members that come up and like, oh, my kids play an instrument. I'm like, bring them to the concert. We got everything. Come and see what's going on. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay. So if people are kind of, if they're going to come out to the concerts here this weekend, there's probably some things they should know beforehand.
Yes. So this weekend for the concerts, masks are going to be required. And of course, that's just for the safety of everyone. But come on down. I would recommend get there a little bit early because the seats do fill up fast. There are no tickets required. It is a free concert, so it is first come, first serve. We have actually packed the house in years past, and so we have added a third concert so that we can open it up to more people.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's a great opportunity here. And, you know, anytime you get to hear a band perform, I mean, let alone the 1st Infantry Division Band, there's just something to it. It's kind of magic that happens in the music.
It's really special for us because while we're doing, you know, we work all year long doing different things, but when we can really focus in on the holiday concert and share our enjoyment of that, it really means a lot to us. And like I said, it's a really special time for us to support the community because they do so much for us throughout the year. When we can, you know, especially performing in the Opera House in Junction City, it's a beautiful location. So for us to share, you know, our music and share that opportunity with the audience in a beautiful setting, it's wonderful.
Is this your first time back together doing a holiday concert since 2019 then?
In 2019, we did a live concert. In 2020, we actually pre-recorded a concert and put it on social media. So yes, this is our first live concert since 2019.
Okay. Well, certainly I think people will be looking forward to that. I can see why you're probably expecting packed houses this weekend.
Yes, I think it will be, but it's going to be great.
All right. We've got a couple of pieces of music here that you guys have shared as well, which we'll play here on the program. Should we preview these a little bit here?
Go for it, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'll play this one first. It's called Grown Up Christmas List here. And this who's featured on this?
This is myself singing and one of our guitar players, Specialist Kunovic.
Okay, here we go. Thank you.
I'm all grown up now and still need help somehow. I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. No more lives torn apart, and wars would never start, and time would heal all hearts, and everyone would have a friend, and right would always win, and love would never.
That's a beautiful song. Who wrote that originally? Do you know?
Oh, you know, I don't know. There are so many versions out there. I'm not sure of the original artist.
I think, is it Amy Grant that I'm the most familiar with? Is that the one that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that's the most popular.
Very good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's a great version of that song. And so you'll hear this and a lot of those other traditional songs you're probably used to hearing.
Yes, definitely. We've got a lot of variety. We really are hoping that we're reaching out to the audience and playing things that they really hope to hear, you know, that they're used to hearing during their holiday season, hanging out with their families.
All right. We've got another piece here that we'll play next here, and this is one of my favorite tunes. It's called I'll Be Home for Christmas. Who's all on this one?
This is myself and Specialist Kunovic again. We were having a lot of fun playing around, doing some different versions of the songs that are in the concert.
Okay, very good. So here we go. I'll Be Home for Christmas. Good. That's, again, one of my favorite songs. I was listening actually to the Frank Sinatra version of that yesterday, and I don't know if I ever heard that one before, but it was so good. But another wonderful rendition. Is there any Christmas songs that stand out to you that you loved singing more than others?
Yes, and actually we're doing it on the concert. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but we are doing one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
You'll know it.
Very good. Again, the concert's happening tonight, Saturday and Sunday in Junction City at the Opera House?
Correct.
All right. And what time again are those?
Tonight and Saturday is 7 p.m. and Sunday is 2 p.m.
Okay, very good. Do we have anything else you want to highlight here this morning?
I did want to say that we also have one other concert that's happening in Clay Center next week. That's going to be on Thursday the 16th at Rex Theater at 7 p.m. So if you're over in the Clay Center area, feel free to check us out.
All right, very good. And again, the 1st Infantry Division Band is not one you want to miss, so check them out. Of course, if you miss them at the holiday season, you guys, again, you mentioned you perform all year round.
Yes, we are. And so if you want to check us out on social media, we have Facebook, Instagram, all of that. You can see what we're up to and come out and see us play.
If people want to book you guys for anything, is that a possibility as well?
It is possible. Again, just reach out on our social media, or you can contact the Fort Riley page, and they'll get you to us. We'll get it worked out.
Okay, very good. Be sure to check out those concerts. A lot of fun. Good holiday time for the whole family. Again, Sergeant First Class Jennifer Champagne from the 1st Infantry Division Band, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with more In Focus in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.